Hi all, I am going to read a book and the name is Ikigai. Chapter Prologue. Ikigai, a mysterious word. This book first came into being on a rainy night in Tokyo, when its author sat down together for the first time in one of the city's tiny bars. We had read each other's work but had never met. Thanks to the thousands of miles that separate Barcelona from the capital of Japan, then a mutual acquaintance put us in touch, launching a friendship that led to this project and seems destined to last a lifetime. The next time we got together, a year later, we strolled through a park in downtown Tokyo and ended up talking about trends in Western psychology, specifically logotherapy, which helps people find their purpose in life. We remarked that Viktor Frankl's logotherapy had gone out of fashion among practicing therapists who favored other schools of psychology, though people still search for meaning in what they do and how they live. We ask ourselves things like, what is the meaning of my life? Is the point just to live longer, or should I seek a higher purpose? Why do some people know what they want and have a passion for life, while others languish in confusion? At some point in our conversation, the mysterious word Ikigai came up. This Japanese concept, which translates roughly as the happiness of always being pushy, is like logotherapy, but it goes a step beyond. It also seems to be one way of explaining the extraordinary longevity of the Japanese, especially on the island of Okinawa, where there are 25.55 people over the age of 100 for every 1 lakh inhabitants, far more than the global average. Those who study why the inhabitants of this island in the south of Japan live longer than people anywhere else in the world believe that one of the keys, in addition to a healthful diet, a simple life in outdoors, green tea, and the subtropical climate, its average temperature is like that of Hawaii, is the ikigai that shapes their life. While researching this concept, we discovered that not a single book in the field of psychology or personal development is dedicated to bringing this philosophy to the West. Is Ikigai reason there are more centenarians in Okinawa than anywhere else? How does it inspire people to stay active until the very end? What is the secret to a long and happy life? As we explored the matter further, we discovered that one place in particular, Ogimi, a rural town on the north end of the island with a population of 3,000, boasts the highest life expectancy in the world, a fact that has earned in the nickname the Village of Longevity. Okinawa is where most of Japan's shikuasha, a lime-like fruit that packs an extraordinary antioxidant punch, comes from. Could that be Ogimi's secret to long life? Or is it the purity of the water used to brew its moringa tea? We decided to go study the secrets of the Japanese centenarian in person. After a year of preliminary research, we arrived in the village where residents speak an ancient dialect and practice an animist religion that features long-haired forest spirits called Bunagya. With our cameras and recording devices in hand, as soon as we arrived, we could sense the incredible friendliness in its residents, who laughed and joked incessantly amid lush green hills fed by crystalline waters. As we conduct our interviews with the eldest residents of town, we realize that something far more powerful than just these natural resources was at work. An uncommon joy flows from its inhabitants and guides them through the long and pleasurable journey of their lives. Again, the mysterious Ikigai. But what is it exactly? How do you get it? It never ceases to surprise us that this haven of nearly eternal life was located precisely in Okinawa, where 200,000 innocent lives were lost at the end of the World War II. Rather than harbor animosity towards outsider, however, Okinawans live by the principle of Ichiriba code, a local expression that means treat everyone like a brother even if you have never met them before. It turns out that one of the secrets to happiness of Ogimi's resident is feeling like part of a community. From an early age, they practice Yumaru or teamwork and so are used to helping one another. Nurturing friendship, eating light, getting enough rest, and doing regular moderate exercise are part of the equation of good health. But at the heart of the joy de vivre that inspires these centenarians to keep celebrating birthdays and cherishing each new day is the Ikigai. The purpose of this book is to bring the secret of Japan's centenarians to you and give you the tools to find your own Ikigai. Because those who discovered their Ikigai have everything they need for a long and joyful journey through life. Happy travels!